Hello, my name is Arnaud Bottini. Am I the director of the Design Museum Brussels? Welcome.
And now you have the show Design and Comics Living in a Box. What is it about?
It's a show dedicated to the connection between design and comics, where you can find pieces of design and really famous pieces of design in the comics and what happened with that pieces inside the comics. It's really the idea to explain how with these items you can translate an atmosphere or a character for a personage or the social ambience where it comes from. It's make this dialogue, this connection between the two topics. They are It's really obvious once you are in the exhibition, that connection is really obvious. You have to think about it before. It's probably not really obvious before, but once you are here, you connect the two topics.
Well, for instance, you have a big panel of Spirou, and there's a number of, there's furniture in the picture, and one could think that Franquin made it up, but they're all actual copies of actual pieces that he probably had in his house.
Exactly. André Franquin, it's a really good example. But yes, the exhibition is a show made by the Vitra Design Museum that we bring in Brussels. And as we were in Brussels, in the Isel area, close to the Atomium, it was obvious that we wanted to speak more about Franquin. He was really designed the pieces he has in front of him. His house was full of modern design, of mid-century pieces and items. And so he really translated in his work this ambience, this context. And the context translates also the character of Spirou. Spirou is really optimistic. He's a child from the golden 60s. And the pieces around that surrounded him translate that too.
You feel like the mid-century modern is actually where we are. I mean, you get that it's not something he made up. It's the actual mid-century modern.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the true, let's say, the true furniture. It's not something that he imagined in his mind. It's the real mobile that was produced that you can buy at that time in a design shop. It's what is really particular with him. It's really interesting how the personages are not really realistic because of the nose, because of the face.
But the decor is.
The decor is.
Yeah. And the way you've done the show, when people come, they're going to see comics, and then each display is actual pieces of furniture.
Exactly.
And particular comics for that. And then what I found really nice is at the end of the show, you have a reading corner. So people can, after they've seen everything, they can actually read the entire comic.
Exactly. They can take time for them after visiting and read the books that we are showing and the comics that we are showing during the show.
And that's because when I was seeing the first couple of exhibitions, I thinking, well, I can't.
No, no, at this one I can go frustrated. And so we solved that by reading corner, let's say.
Well, it's a great show. It's very beautiful. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. See you soon.